Some internet scammers don't wait for you to find them. They come straight to your inbox. Those bizarrely worded emails from someone far away, often Nigeria, asking for help getting a lot of money out of their country. With almost no effort, the emails imply, you could become a multimillionaire. These letters are surprisingly successful, but now an army of internet vigilantes is beating the scammers at their own game. They call themselves scam baiters. Jen Banbury has the story.
Mark Anacarico's small studio apartment looks as though it's recently been picked up and shaken. Clothes, magazines, and electronics on almost every surface. The exception to this chaos is his computer desk, which sits smack in the middle of his room, an island of precise organization and state-of-the-art gear.
I do most of my baiting from home. It's not a good idea to do something like that at work if you want to keep your job.
Anacarico works as a website editor for a large entertainment company and says that, like most dedicated scam baiters, he's a computer geek without much of a social life. He's at his computer right now, checking on one of several email accounts.
I just got an email today. Dear Mr. James Agundo, James Agundo is my baiting name. It is my great pleasure to communicate with you on behalf of my colleague.
When he gets these letters, Anacarico writes back to say he's interested. After a little back and forth, the scammers will tell him he must send a few $1,000s in processing fees. Only then will he be able to claim the tens of millions. Anacarico promises the money and then drags out the proceedings for months, even years. He sends the scammers to banks and to Western Union offices over and over again for money that isn't there. There are thousands of baiters like Anacarico, wasting the time of tens of thousands of scammers.
Some of us even create dummy websites and things like that, posing as business people. Anything that's going to make them think that you're legitimate, it'll make it much easier to manipulate them.
Baiters have a lot of fun trying to outcon the con men. They create elaborate alter egos, pretending to be lonely rock stars, corrupt businessmen, desperate pastors of made-up churches. They use silly aliases like Dr. Philip McCavity, Mr. Traffic Cone, and many more that can't be said on the radio. As they string the scammers along, they'll make increasingly weird demands. Anacarico says that greed blinds the scammers. They'll do just about anything if you're promising them a big payoff, even leave voicemail messages and song.
Hello, this is Tepo Vusi from South Africa. I want to leave a message for Katrine Willows. If you wanna be my lover, you got to.
Anacarico works with 419eater.com, one of dozens of baiting websites. 419 is the number of the Nigerian penal code that deals with these scams. The website has about 7,000 registered members. They swap stories, they share information and advice. There's even a mentorship program for people new to baiting.
We are knee-deep in these guys' accounts and their methods and you know their fake documents. Without a doubt, we know more about this than the U.S. Secret Service, the FBI. This is very, very low priority to them, and unfortunately, there's really not that much they can do about it.
About 6 months ago, Donna Gregory of the FBI Internet Crime Complaint Center started looking at scam baiting sites like 419eater as a possible resource.
You know, we do not condone the scamming of the scammers because, you know, you are dealing with a criminal. You know, that's something that should be left up to law enforcement, but the information is vast that these organizations have. I think for potential investigations or even relevant ongoing investigations, their information is extremely valuable.
Baiters track fake banks used by the scammers and work to get them shut down. They figure out ways into the scammers' email accounts so that they can see who's being ripped off and warn them away. The FBI's Gregory is uncomfortable with some of these tactics, but she and others at the FBI have begun reaching out to baiters, testing the waters to see how they might actually work together. Anacarico says that for all the fun he has conning the con men, he sometimes has doubts, and he likes to make sure that he's doing the right thing.
So what I'm going to do is send him an email telling him that my daughter is dying of leukemia. His transaction is a gift from God because now I'll be able to pay hospital bills for my daughter and she might live. He will not have any empathy for me. In fact, he will be even more eager to scam me because he'll note a hint of desperation in me.
That scammer wrote back the next day. He asked about the daughter's health. And then he asked Anacarico to send along his bank account information. For NPR News, this is Jen Banbury.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.